You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, working in conjunction with the Author Channel, your EPN location for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today, we are with best-selling author DJ Chang, who tells an inspiring true story about her journey with her accepting her ethnicity and sexual orientation, finding love and miracles with her partner who has lived for over 32 years after being diagnosed with AIDS. DJ, a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
Thanks so much, Eric. Thanks for having me.
And you're welcome. So tell us, for starters, how are you and your wife able to survive your wife's AIDS diagnosis from 32 years ago?
Yeah, definitely. I think our the way we were able to do it was through gratitude, faith, and frankly, stubbornness. When my wife was first diagnosed in 1986, AIDS was literally a death sentence. But we decided that we would be truly grateful for as much time as she had in life and with each other. So that gratitude kind of carried us through her illness and our relationship. And we also had the faith that a miracle was possible and somehow just believed that she would survive each health crisis, which she actually did three times. The first time was in January of 1987 after she tested positive for an opportunistic parasite. And I actually got in touch with a Brazilian faith healer that a college professor from Columbia University put me in touch with, and he performed what he called a at-a-distance faith healing operation. And about a month after he performed that operation, I found out from her that she got tested again, and she was no longer positive for that parasite. Then the second time was in February of 1994, after she went into the emergency room at St. Vincent's Hospital with septic shock and got a collapsed lung. And somehow, just miraculously, a nurse in the emergency room stayed with her through the night, putting cooling blankets on and feeding her different types of antibiotics and medicines, and actually stabilized her enough to get her released from that emergency room literally minutes before hundreds of patients from the first World Trade Center bombing were being entered into the emergency room. And then the third time was in the mid to late 1990s after her T cells dropped down to 92, which is a measure of one's immune system, which once again got her a full-blown AIDS diagnosis. And her very unconventional and aggressive physician in Washington, D.C., got her on a multi-drug cocktail before any other doctors were doing it and before these drugs were even approved by the FDA. But he got her on the drugs through a compassionate use program, and her health recovered until she now has been, her viral load is now undetectable and has been for the last 15 years. And then I think finally, it's just through stubbornness, because we never really ever accepted defeat, and we always continued to fight until the medicine actually caught up to our expectations.
DJ, you mentioned faith earlier. How has faith shaped your life?
Well, I think from the time I can remember, I've always had faith, even before anyone even told me what it was. I first learned about faith from my caregiver, who was a devout Buddhist, until he actually died under my hands when I was 9 years old. And later, when I studied Christianity, I was attracted to the compassion and loving nature of Jesus and was baptized in the Christian church and then became active in the United Church of Christ. So my progressive Christian faith, especially its commitment to love, service, and social justice, have shaped how I've approached life and work. And so whether it was working in government and the nonprofit sector on homelessness, helping to find new medicines for unmet medical need in the biopharma industry, or now as a social purpose entrepreneur, where I'm looking to create economic opportunity in rural America by developing and selling products and services that benefit seniors and the disabled, as well as products created from biodegradable plant-based materials. I think it's my faith that's always driven me to find a way to make my work meaningful and also in the service of others in our world. And of course, my faith, I credit for all the miracles we were granted to allow my wife to be one of the few people in the world to have survived an AIDS diagnosis as far back as 1986.
How did you choose to love and commitment in the face of your wife's severe disability and AIDS diagnosis?
Yeah, that's a hard one to answer, because you see, we'd only really known each other for 6 weeks before my wife had her massive stroke, which left her paralyzed on one side and infected with HIV. So I think any normal person or most conventional people would probably walk away at that point, but somehow I knew that there was that we were meant to have a life together. So no matter how long or challenging that life was going to be, I knew I wanted to be part of it. And I think together we treated every moment as a gift. And so we've been incredibly blessed to have been given 33 years together as of last month.
Today we're speaking with best-selling author DJ Chang, who tells an inspiring true story about her journey with accepting her ethnicity and sexual orientation, finding love and miracles with her partner, who has lived for over 32 years after being diagnosed with AIDS, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. What was it that guided you or helped you navigate your challenges in life?
Yeah, as I mentioned earlier, my caregiver died under my hands. And it happened one night when he was babysitting for my brother and me when I was 9 years old. And he had actually been a servant of my grandfather's on my father's side back in China, and came with my father and his family to the United States when they fled the Japanese invasion in China in 1940. And his death was a traumatic and pivotal event for me, having to confront death at such a young age. But after he died, he kind of became my spirit guide, whose voice I could hear whenever I confronted challenges in my life, like accepting my ethnicity and sexual orientation, and struggling through and ultimately surviving the AIDS epidemic, and then fighting for marriage equality. And his voice kind of has always held up a mirror for me to help me answer questions in my life about life and loss and meaning.
I know we've asked some difficult questions, but tell us, how were you able to make so many leaps of faith in your life and in your journey?
I think I've been able to make so many leaps of faith in my life because I've kind of always believed that if I leap, the net will appear. And I've just had this sense that everything that's meant to happen will, and that there's a reason for everything. And because of the support I've had from those who've loved me, including my creator, my spirit guide, and of course my wife, nothing in my life feels like a mistake or a failure. And they've just seemed like another opportunity in my life to learn something or write the next chapter of my life. And so I think the challenges that I've had and experienced become as much of a gift as any of the successes.
Well, DJ, I want to thank you for taking a moment to be with us here today, and quite a difficult journey, no doubt about that, over a 32, 33-year period, and thanks for sharing part of that journey briefly with us. I'm sure listeners want to know where they could get further information, pick up the book, or get further information on the book online. Where's the best place that they could do that?
The best place to find my book, First Mistake, Facing Death, Finding Life, is through Amazon. Or you can order it from your local bookstore. You can also check out my company at equityinsights.com. That's equityinsights.com.
And that certainly works. Again, DJ, thanks so much for your time and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks so much, Eric. Have a great day.
And you as well. We've been speaking with DJ Chang, who tells an inspiring true story about her journey with accepting her ethnicity and sexual orientation, finding love and miracles with her partner, who has lived for over 32 years after being diagnosed with AIDS. And for further details, visit equityinsights.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.